There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you along. And weekend ahead actually looks a little better than it was earlier in the week. Rain looks like it's a nighttime thing, but we'll get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up at around 1:35. All right, text line is open for you as well. And yeah, obviously I was not the only one to have seen this new litter, the rubber gloves litter. Listen, use the rubber gloves. You want to do that. Although, like Dalton and I talked during the break, I guess somebody had called and said they see people using the same gloves all day. Use the gloves somewhere you're worried about, if you're pumping gas or whatever, and then throw them away in a trash can. Quit leaving stuff out there. Y'all quit being nasty out there, all right? Have some sense. Have some sense. Act right. It's all we got to do. If everybody acts right, thinks about somebody else more than themselves, we'll get through this sooner than later. Right, I want to bring on a guest. I mentioned last hour we talk about the technology aspect of working at home and telecommuting. You know, we've talked about it a bunch this week. We've had some specialists on to talk about how to really set up a home office, how to take that seriously, that getting up, taking a shower, having that space in your home that is your home office, working there, kind of how to navigate the distractions, which I got a house full of distractions. Two-legged distractions, four-legged distractions, a bunch of them, and how to navigate that stuff. I think a lot of people are trying to figure that out. But as we use more and more of bandwidth from our home and not our office, we've got some challenges out there. And I know that's something they look at daily over at BIS. And Philip Long, founder and CEO of BIS, is joining us right now. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me, Sean.
So your company, talk about what y'all do. What is BIS? What does that stand for? And what do y'all do like on a non-corona day?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it stands for Business Information Solutions, and we've been in business for actually this month. It'll be 19 years. So we are really in the technical word for us is an MSSP, which stands for a Managed Service Security Provider, which is doesn't probably mean anything to your guests, but we take care of computer networks for really the small to mid-sized business space, and for some even larger companies where we focus on being the security officer for the company. But ultimately, we sell and maintain computer networks and really all the components it takes to make an office run. The copiers and printers. I have a marketing company, with the day-to-day operations, email. We do Office 365, and just really the things for companies that don't have an on-staff IT company.
All right, so let's talk about this, Philip, because a lot of those networks are now, they're truly a virtual network because there's people at their homes all over telecommuting back into the office or through the network to get their work done. So now that pressure is, not at the big office building, it's at the house.
Sure. Yeah, it's great that we live in an environment where that's even possible.
Yeah.
Even just a few, 5 years back, that would have been such a hill, to climb. But today we have it. But the thing that we want to really think about is doing that securely. There is already a lot of attacks that are happening that are very strategic and very specific to people not being in and behind that protection of, say, a good firewall that they have at the office and things like that. So there is a lot of risk that comes with it.
Now, do you think the bad guys, I'm going to ask a dumb question, but I probably already know the answer. Do you think the bad guys are aware of all these people that are now at their homes transmitting what could be very, very important information or something they could work off of?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, these guys are actually, I just did a big study for a presentation that I made, and this is data, very recent data. These are not like a bad guy. These are literally teams of bad guys that are very well educated, very well funded, and very knowledgeable as to what's going on in the world. So we got to take our mindset away from the guy in the hoodie in their mama's basement and put it into really more of a an executive, you know, a hacking company. If we thought of a, you know, a bunch of, you know, professionals, that's what their skill set is. So yeah, they know it. And really, if you follow, you know, they release information. There's channels that you can, they'll talk about what they're doing. And one of the good things is they have you know, proclaimed, and so far from what I can see from a security perspective, they're holding up to it. They're not hacking hospitals right now. So there is a little honor amongst thieves, but for the average Joe at home, you're prime target still.
Yeah, that's got to be, I mean, worrisome, from what you do and for the businesses, that this information that has been protected by companies like yours, you know, through firewalls and all that, is in some cases probably being transmitted from the laptop that's sitting there on the kitchen table.
Sure. Yeah, and you know, even the you know, I deal with this all day, and we have literally been setting up people. You know, I'm also an entrepreneur and a business guy, and I am very much focused on, let's keep this economy going the very best that we can, guys. Yes. I mean, I get it. This is painful. It's painful for me. It's painful for everyone. And anything that we can do to keep the ball rolling, and those who do keep the ball rolling are going to come out of this a lot better, because yep, it's easier, you know, to start from a rolling start than it is from a dead stop. But yeah, that's right. You got a laptop that your kid's been playing games on. You don't have any clue of what's on it, and now all of a sudden you're connecting to a business network with that, you know, is something to be considered.
Okay, so if you just define somebody, they're listening, riding down the road, Philip, and said, yeah, that's me, what do you do? Where do you even start with this?
Yeah, we kind of have a process, and it's not so overwhelming that it can't be done. We have some tools that we put on the machine, basically software, and I'll give you a statistic based off the study I just did. This is in Q4 of last year, so this is pretty recent. 75 or 76% of computers that are network servers, computers all together, that got ransomware, you know, where they basically encrypt the files, mm-hmm, they had desktop security, what we would call antivirus, on them. You need to have a more of a defense in depth strategy, and the way we're doing it now for the users, I'll tell you, you know, and I mean, anybody could do this themselves if they're so inclined, but we're using a DNS, which basically is a gateway. We use Cisco provides a product that is a gateway so that all your traffic flows through them, and then we're sure to patch all the machines that are outside with a tool we use that keeps all the systems patches, and we use what's called in our industry a next generation endpoint, or really antivirus, that's watching for behaviors. So we verify that the machine is clean, we pass it through, we'll call it a cloud-based firewall for a layman term, and then we're running a sophisticated product on that machine that is managing the security on it. So it's really three layers, whereas we would actually have more in a network environment. We would have a firewall in place and maybe even a server that's controlling permissions. But, you know, for compared to what a lot of people have, they're just taking and popping open their laptop, mm-hmm, or whatever, and they're punching into their business network. It's really a big step forward in the overall protection.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I would worry about, and we have part of our staff now that is doing that same thing. They're telecommuting, and okay, so they open up their laptop, and they've got to access the server. Basically, I would like to know, if their computer gets compromised, is there a way to protect that information's on the network? How much of that stuff that they're accessing, you know, can the bad guy or the teams of people get, or can they breach because that computer's connected through to the server? Can they breach through that computer and get into the server? I guess is what I'm trying to figure out.
Absolutely, and they can. You know, it depends on how it's set up, of course, but there's a big kind of a threat that's called, they're calling it persistent threat. And what's going on is they drop a little file. Say you open up something in email, is one way that it's very, very predominant in the way that it happens, is they open up an email, and the number one thing in emails is fake invoices. Because, again, you see this invoice come in, you're like, I didn't buy that, and double-click on it. Boom. They drop a little file on your computer that is actually not malicious.
Huh.
And they will take things that are that Windows uses, like Command Prompt and PowerShell and tools that are, you know, that are part of the Windows operating system, and then they'll go out and they'll download a file. And having not a good firewall at home, you're not really looking at the traffic. Your computer asked for it, therefore it comes back to your computer. There's no check and balance system to check and say, hey, are you going to a shady neighborhood on the internet? What's in your pockets when you come back in, you know, to look and see what's inside of that data? And then they begin to build a Frankenstein monster that will steal keystrokes. You know, they may just steal all of your keystrokes, and then they know where you're punching into your office. They have your username, they have your passwords, they're capturing your email, and again, they just collect data for a minute.
Wow.
And then they determine what to do with that data, how to exfiltrate it, how to exploit it, and so on and so on.
Okay, so the original file that comes in, maybe attached in the email or whatever, it seems innocuous if you just looked at it. Maybe even the virus scan on that home computer would say, yeah, that's something supposed to be there. But somewhere in it, like a Trojan horse, it goes and brings other things in then to that computer and then to the network.
Exactly. They call that a botnet, or there's a whole lot of terms, but it's a basis of a MITRE, MITRE, if anyone cared to look that up. It's a MITRE attack, and the tools that I was speaking of earlier that we use specifically look for those types of exploits. They're run in basically series, and the software, the protection software, is looking for that series to happen, and much of those series of activities are in and of themselves not something that would trigger even a standard desktop antivirus. There are things inside of Windows running something in a task scheduler to do at a later time. You know, the computer does that. You know, that's part of the operating system. So the antivirus doesn't see that as a threat. But when you string these activities together, they're you know, creating a bomb out of you know, fertilizer, which is a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And diesel fuel, which is a good thing, right? But ultimately, when you put it all together and package it correctly, it can be very damaging.
That may be the best analogy I've ever heard for that. That makes sense to a lot of folks. So what do you tell them, Philip, as people are sitting there, they've now heard you talk, now you've gotten their attention. So talk to the business owners and talk to the end users, the people that work and telecommute. What do they need to be doing? What do they need to be asking?
Absolutely. They need to have to make sure that the device that they're starting to connect with is clean. That's step one. Step two, they need to make sure that the connectivity between the device, your home laptop, let's say, and the office is done in a secure manner. We can't open ports like we used to, because the bad actors will jump in there and we'll get hit hard. And then other just basic you know, security things. And I tell you, as an entrepreneur, and I mean, I'm doing this as a guy, we are giving away free audits to define those things for people. And we're also, for a simple setup, I have some relationships with some software companies that are allowing us to use their software for 90 days for free.
Wow.
And we're giving away that, you know, we're giving away those the service as well as the tools to securely connect business owners, because, you know, we want to do our part to keep this, you know, keep people safe. Of course, that's first and foremost.
Right.
But once that's accomplished, we want to be able to keep this economy going.
Well said. Well said. So do we all. Where, you know, 100% of us are affected by this coronavirus fight in the economy. That is for sure. So is this something that you do remotely? And I want to give some contact info. I mean, if people want to engage in this, is this something that you log on and do, or do you physically have to have that computer?
No, usually we can do all of this remotely. There might be, again, depending upon the scenario, and it's, you know, it's a hodgepodge of different things, but 90% of this we can do remotely, and we can, you know, make sure. I'm very curious to see, because I didn't mention this, but I'm also a certified information system security professional, which again means nothing to
What is that, Philip? What does that mean?
It's one of the very highest cybersecurity certifications you can get. And ultimately, that one I got probably 3 or 4 years ago, primarily just seeing the cybersecurity risk coming. But to me, it's more for a guy like me. I'm a business guy. I'm an entrepreneur, and I understand how business works, and I understand the challenges of ease of use and security and all that. But ultimately, it is a structured thing that mathematically arrives at risk. I'm trained to mathematically assess risk using the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which is a government thing. So it's kind of one of those things that's really hard to understand until you understand it, but it has some very practical purposes in serving the business of the interest of, you know, the business owner, so that they understand that your data, they have to understand that their data is more valuable than cash.
That's for sure.
Because data can be extracted and used in multiple ways to deliver cash, right?
That is for sure, and it can absolutely cut your ability to get new cash flow off. So that is...
Oh, absolutely.
It's always a worry. Quick way, if somebody wants to contact you or the team there, phone number, what's best?
Yeah, they could just simply call our main help desk. We are still up and running. We have probably 80% of our office working from home, but we're an essential service, and we're doing our part. We have, 100% of my team is still working. I'm very proud of that. But all they have to do is call the help desk at 251-405-2555, or they can email me directly, and it's plong at askbis.com.
Hey, Philip, we appreciate your time and your advice, and we'll be checking back in with you soon.
Great, man. Thank you for having me, and everybody stay safe out there.
Well said. Thank you very much, Philip Long, and we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile.